the instrument through which you receive from the realm of the spirit must always be in perfect working order. When I used to walk offshore, you might stumble upon a vessel, a tanker vessel. It's heavily laden with about 500 million liters of petrol, and it has 28 tanks, and one of the tanks is bigger than this hall. Yes, if you put this hall on this hall all three times, then you are thinking of one of the tanks. And you are supposed to fiscalize to tell the quantity of product that is in that particular cargo holding compartment. And the only means by which we can access the cargo holding compartment is by means of an instrument. So whether you are right or wrong is dependent on the precision of the instrument that you are using to conduct your quality investigation, quality probe on the tank, right? One of those days we did a particular job and we found out that the instrument was not calibrated because the figures it was producing happened to be much more than the capacity of the entire carriage. So we had to test all the parameters only to find out that there was a challenge with what Jesus was speaking to Nicodemus. And Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. It is through your receptacle that you can perceive that which is obtainable in the dimensions of God." The devil knows that if your perception is accurate, victory is sure. If he can compromise the accuracy, the precision of the instrument with which you perceive the dimensions of God. The way we didn't pray well when that prayer point was raised. It is because of that reason that we ask God to sanctify us again and again. You might give an accurate prophecy yesterday and become a false prophet tomorrow. But you have not heard of a prophet that prophesied before the prophecy came to pass, he had backslidden. God will help in Jesus' name. You may be seated. Welcome to the house of God. Turn your Bible to the book of Psalms 145. We'll do something quickly before we proceed. Psalms 145 from verse 5. 145 verse 5. Hallelujah. Okay, let's begin from verse 1. Verse 1. I will extol thee, my God, O King. I will bless thy name forever and ever. Yeah, verse 2. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Verse 3. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Next verse. Verse 4. Now, he said, one generation shall praise thy works to another, shall declare thy mighty acts. That's verse 4. And then verse 5 now says, I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. Please take note of verse 4. Verse 4 seems to reveal is something like a relay race. You know, you run and then you pass on the baton to another person to continue the race. There are several dimensions of the mercies of God that are captured in a certain generation. And that's not all that there is in God. You will need to explore another generation to see and to fully articulate other dimensions of God. In the case of Abraham, for instance, the case of Moses, for instance. God called Moses and God began to tell Moses how that in the previous era of his dealings with humankind, his ancestors knew him as Jehovah the All-Sufficient, that's El Shaddai, the All-Sufficient One, the multi-breasted One that sustains all and is sustained by none. That was the dimension of his that was made manifest. But you see, at the time that God was calling Moses into active ministry, the people of God were in captivity, and there was a dimension of God that had to be unveiled that is suitable to the manifestations that God intends to begin to project in view of the captivity of his people. And so he gave Moses a different revelation than that which his ancestors had. In the day of
Abraham, you would think that all the dealings of God he had was all there was about God. He said, one generation shall what? Praise thy name to a what? To another. Now listen, just in case in your family, in a certain generation, what was obtainable were the dynamics of darkness, the power of the devil was at work, and everybody revered the devil. That's a generation. There is a possibility in God that seeks to find expression in another generation, just in case the opportunity for God to do what he intended to do did not prosper in one generation. God still has the capacity to choose another generation to continue from where a previous one stopped. And tonight we'll do a brief teaching, even though I was supposed to spend some time to talk about the armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, how it works, and all of that. We'll do that subsequently, because it's a whole lot. It's a whole lot. I want to jump that aspect, and we'll talk about spiritual warfare. How do you fight in the spirit? Psalms 144, verse 1. Now, to be the introductory scripture for tonight. And the scripture seems to lend itself to the basic fundamentals of spiritual aggression. Hallelujah. Psalms 144 from verse 1. If the media people have it, you may flash it on the screen. Psalm 144, verse 1. Blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. Can we read this scripture together, irrespective of your translation of the Bible? Psalms 144, verse 1. One to go. Teacheth my hands to war. And the first thing we need to say about spiritual warfare is that you don't know how to fight spiritual wars. You must be taught. You must be taught how to fight. There is no one here that is an expert in spiritual warfare. Each and every one of us must be trained, must be taught. Hallelujah. When the Fulani invasion became intensified over the territory, there was a recommendation that each and every one of us should begin to look for weapons. Hallelujah. Then I realized, just in case you are given a gun, Jude, just in case we get a gun for you, a licensed gun from the police. I heard that pump action is 300,000, and we get it from the police and give you a gun. You might just discover that you don't even know how to use it. So when I found out that even if we go and get weapons, we will still need to be trained on how to use them, I ran back to the Lord, deliver us. Because I will not do so much. I can't do so much with a physical weapon. Hallelujah. You must be taught how to fight. And that's the specialty of the Holy Spirit. And there are several things that the Holy Spirit does in order to equip you for spiritual contests, spiritual battles, spiritual fights. So, if you check the scripture, you will see that there are trainings for your fingers. And there are trainings for your hands. The Bible says that God teacheth our hands to fight, and what? Our fingers to war. Alright. Let us get back to the book of Ephesians, which has been the place from whence we have been journeying over the past few days. I will not speak for too long this time, so that we can spend some time to do actual fighting. The time we had yesterday was not sufficient, and there were so many issues that were coming up. The Holy Spirit was flashing several things he wanted us to attend to, but there was no time to cover the scope of activity that he was bringing to our notice. Hallelujah. Now, are you there? Now, I will read some scriptures, but I will not talk about those scriptures because they are reserved for a subsequent teaching. Probably we'll do that in the month of October. Ephesians chapter 6 from verse 13. It says, "Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand." Now, so we have not discussed the evil day, the theology of the evil day. We can't touch that in this meeting. "Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, which is the and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." Now, so the fighting or using the weapons, using your armor, the actual contention is in verse 18. The way to fight is in verse 18. Are you with me? What does it read? It says, "Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." That's huge. It's too big for us to attempt to dislodge in one meeting. Spiritual warfare combines all types of prayer. It combines all types of prayer. When you begin to engage in prayer, to probe and to dislodge a particular uprising that seeks to have an agenda of injury in your life, when you launch in prayer to contest such an uprising, hallelujah, then you are in warfare. But you see, the moment you begin to pray along that tangent, you must understand that when the Holy Spirit takes over, then he begins to teach your hands to fight, and it teaches your fingers to war. That means you may not even know the extent to which you may go in a particular warfare episode until you start, and then the Holy Spirit takes over. Then he begins to teach you what you need to do, how you need to contend, the emphasis that you must sustain in order for you to overturn the battle. Do you realize that in this recommendation in verse 18, there is no time frame to the war? Do you realize that? There's no time frame to it, because some warfares can last for one decade. Yes. I've been in one for, it took 10 years before the battle was decided. The battle went on, continued for 10 years, one decade. So there's no time frame to it. We keep fighting until the justice system of heaven is established. So please help me tell your neighbor that no one of us here knows how to fight. The real fighter is the Lord. So the Bible says in the book of Psalms that the Lord will teach our hands to fight. The Lord will teach our fingers to war. Don't forget also, the Bible says that the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. You might look at someone that is engaging spiritual war, and when you look at him, you might even laugh at him, because what he's doing in the natural doesn't seem to add up. But you see, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. It is when you look at what he's doing from the spirit realm that you'll be able to understand the impact and the implication of his actions. Hallelujah. The real warrior is the Holy Ghost. And every spiritual warfare that we are engaged in, the Holy Spirit begins to give us instant training, instant understanding, instant directives on how to engage that war. For the purpose of that war, maybe prior to that time, you never operated in the gift of discernment of spirit. But in order for you to discern your enemy very well, because one of the things God will never do is to hide your enemy. He doesn't do that. Except you have no intention of overcoming your enemy, then it may not be necessary for the Holy Spirit to unveil your enemy. The Bible speaks graphically about our enemy, the devil, in so many metaphors, so many contexts, in order for us to be fully educated on the personality that we are contending with. When you engage in warfare, God will begin to orchestrate disclosures. And you may not have operated, just like I said, in the gift of discernment of spirit before, but you will begin to see spirits. Now, because most of the spirits that you are contending with, oh my God, I forgot to teach you people something. How are we going to do it now? You see, demons are persons without bodies. They are dismembered. They are bodiless, but they are persons nonetheless. So they can use their telepathic influence to speak into your mind and to use your thought faculty to think their thoughts. And you will think that you are the one thinking because you don't know that there is a person without bodies that your physical eye cannot see that is thinking into your thoughts and making you to accept the thoughts that is thinking into your thoughts. So that's the demonic level. But you see, spiritual wickedness, the spiritual wickedness in heavenly places, those ones have bodies. Whereas you can cast out devils because they are bodiless. You don't cast out principalities, you wrestle with them. I forgot to give you that lecture, that supportive lecture. You don't cast principalities out. What do? You wrestle with them. So let's stop there. Let's stop there. Let's start with the terrestrial scope of things before we progress to the heavenly dimension of warfare. Hallelujah. If you are going into the astral dimension of warfare, there is a lot of teaching we need to do to acquaint you of the astral realm. The realm that is accessed by the latent power of the soul. That's the realm of meditation. That's the realm that he accesses. It's like an island, a wilderness. Are you with me? That's why when we were praying and asking God to sanctify our receptacle, many of us may not know the implication of that prayer. But it's not for tonight. So as you are fighting, one of the things God will do, he will help you with visuals so that you can see the enemy that you're contending with. And that's one of the things the Holy Ghost does. And the fact that you have seen what you're contending with doesn't give you the capacity to fight. You don't know how to fight him. But first of all, what he does in teaching your hands to fight and your fingers to war is that he gives you the capacity to see your enemy. When you have seen your enemy, then the operation, most of the spiritual gifts operate when you are in warfare. Most of them. Sometimes all of them. Because having seen the enemy, in order for you to be able to fight the enemy, you need a word of wisdom. The word of wisdom operates most perfectly during scenarios of warfare. And if you still remember the lecture that I brought to us about the gift called the word of wisdom. In the word of wisdom, there is a problem. Are you with me? There's what? There's a problem. And then the Holy Spirit now provides a direction that if you follow, the problem will be solved. Don't ever forget the word of wisdom is directive. Do you remember Jesus in that particular wedding where they ran out of wine? You remember? And then he gave some directions. You do like this, you do like that. And then say, all right, take now and take to the governor of the feast. Everything that Jesus did there was directive. That's what we call the gift of word of what? Wisdom. If you do not have receptacles that can receive directives from God, you are not going to be a good fighter. Because in spiritual warfare, receiving directives from the Holy Spirit is key to your victory. Whereas the Holy Spirit might come and now show you your enemy. If he shows you your enemy, that's word of knowledge. And word of knowledge is informative. Sometimes he shows you your enemy. Your enemy is so strange that he needs to go beyond word of knowledge and go into the discernment of spirit that brings an utter disclosure of a spiritual personality. See, discernment of spirit is richer than word of knowledge. Are you seeing that? So the gifts of the Spirit are likely to be in operation. Many of you have operated these gifts and you never knew. But if you are going to fight, God is favorably disposed to you to be active around your life, because he's the only one that can teach your hands to fight and what? Your fingers to walk. Now, you may not be able to come to the stage probably like I would do and then operate in the gift of word of knowledge and say there's somebody with this condition, but I assure you that if you begin to fight, word of knowledge will operate, because it's his responsibility to teach us to war and to fight. Let's get back to that verse again. I'm going to stop talking in the next 10 minutes. Hallelujah. A warrior prays always. If you are at war, then your prayer times must be frequent in your 24 hours. The Bible says what? It says praying always. That talks about frequency. If you are at war and you don't increase your prayer frequency, you are playing. Frequency. Frequency. When you finish your morning devotion, your prayer doesn't end. As you are going out, you are praying. You are communing with God. You are in the bus from Wadata to North Bank. You are praying in the bus. You stop and you draw. And you need to trek a distance. You trek and pray. That's the kind of lifestyle that a warrior will live, especially when you know that you are at war. The Bible says what? Praying always. And maybe as you are praying, the Holy Ghost will now drop something. Bakam. That thing he drops is his ministry of teaching you warfare. Now, in order for me to be sure that I'm not speaking into the air, I need some feedback from the congregation. Do we still have, where is that microphone? Because I'm about to stop talking. It's a long, bogus topic. And I would not like us to rush it. Because by the time we move from praying always with all prayer, with all prayer, that is a topic for one night. Then we move again. And supplication, that means with all prayer and with all supplication. First of all, what is supplication? And then we need to know what all supplication means. This is the recommendation for a warrior. It means that the life of the warrior will be infused with so much of praying, so much of praying, so that his 24 hours is choked with prayer. In that atmosphere, it will be easy for the Holy Spirit to quicken you and to drop something on your receptacle. the magic wand that you will use to break the backbone of the devil, the Holy Spirit will drop it. None of us knows it. Are you with me? Now, how many of you, probably maybe when you were praying, you now saw the similitude of the spirit that was in contention with you, that is responsible for several things? How many of you have ever... Alright, so start from that lady. What happened? How did you stumble on that revelation?
In 2015, after IEC, I bought one of the CDs, the Burning Corporation. So when I go back to my service station, I was praying for my younger brother to get admission. He's been writing jam for 6 years, and my younger brother wrote for 6 years before he got admission. So on that 6 year, his own, I saw that it was a window for him to get his own admission. So I started praying. As I was listening to those tapes, I was praying. One of those nights, as I was praying, I saw people in my room. I saw eyes. Like, I could see them. But I was so scared, but I kept on praying. I kept on praying. I kept on praying. I stopped praying, and I just laid down my...
We need to run a commentary on that, just in case you don't understand the language of the Spirit. When you see multiple eyes, he's talking about surveillance. Surveillance. You see, witchcraft is... Are you with me? Witchcraft runs on a data bank, informative data bank. It runs on surveillance. Are you with me? If we can starve a witch of information, it becomes handicapped to formulate an attack that is suitable, because weapons in the kingdom of darkness are formed according to informative specifications. If you notice that when Satan came into the Garden of Eden, he came with a question. He said, did God say? Because his data bank was not sufficient to deploy the kind of attack he wanted. And most times he gets us to cooperate with him in order for him to be suitable to attack us. We help him. He borrows our support to help him with the informative aspects that will now reveal the kind of weapon that he will form against us. There's a lot of surveillance. Sometimes when you get into warfare, God opens the eyes of several spies that are deployed around your life that are fetching information for several quarters of warfare. And if God opens your eyes to disconnect from such informative entities, you will not discover that the season of your life, it will just change. May the Lord give you understanding. Now, I'm not talking about suspicion. No, don't suspect. It will drop. It will drop. Don't, you see, you are not too wise. No. Don't think. I know some of you are doctors. They are very intelligent people. But don't depend on that, your intelligence. It's so limited. Spirits are vast. Hallelujah. It will drop. The Holy Ghost will say, it is better if you have noticed that your life is around warfare, it's better to be a little bit secluded. And then you allow people into your space that you trust. Well, the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Now, so there's a surveillance system that the kingdom of darkness deploys. And this intends to fetch information. It's possible for weapons to be formed against you. Hallelujah. You are not. Give her the mic. Don't worry. Give her. I know. Let her finish.
So after the prayer, I just lay down to sleep. I heard my people. I can't speak my language, but I can recognize it when they're speaking it.
Okay.
So they were speaking and they were pressing me. They were just speaking some words in my heart. I was just saying Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And after a while, I was able to overcome them, and I shouted Jesus.
What were they saying in your language that you understood?
I don't understand my language, so.
Now, I want you to extract this from her testimony. Hallelujah.
May the Lord help us in the name of Jesus. You might think this is a very... May the Lord help us. The reason why she had the disclosure she had was because she was praying. God will never arm a prayerless fellow. If you are prayerless, it means that you are okay with the attacks. So there's no need to give you arms. What they will give you is a mattress so that you can sleep in bondage. You roll in bondage. You survive in bondage. Hallelujah. Because one that is under attack. What? Prayer. Yes, Pastor Mike, we'll get three testimonies, and then we analyze them, run a few commentaries before we progress. The Bible says, praying with what? With all prayer. Yes, Mom.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I had an experience where I actually saw a demon while I was praying in 1992.
Okay.
My husband was somebody with something.
Yeah.
But suddenly...
That's what she means by something, that there was money. Money was flowing.
There was a manipulation. One day he got up. We were in Kaduna. He said he's going to leave work unless he goes back home. I'm telling you, he marshaled me. We carried Gongoro 911 plus two of them. We just packed things and we just came. There was nowhere we would stay. We just stayed. Eventually, he was in the Air Force, so the office now gave him a garage of one of the officers. We went and put things there. We were sleeping in a hotel. And that's how our fortune began to go down. That's how they stole all our things. Our fortune began to go down. By 1992, it was so bad. By then, I was a Christian. I started praying against the spirit of poverty. I took a long fast. So there was this day I was praying. I actually saw a stunted personality.
Please, we need a good description of these entities. Most...
with stars, you know, okay, projection on the body.
I've never seen that one before.
Stars on the body. And I began to bind that spirit of poverty. I began to bind it and command it. Then this spirit began to whimper, began to beg, to wanting to negotiate with me. Yes. It was something I saw. It was so dramatic. But I bound it and it left. When my husband came, I told him that when I was praying, this is what I saw. And I'm sure very soon our fortune will change again. He laughed. You know, he never believed in this. He felt that I had one fine story. Those my story. But actually, just in a few months, things changed dramatically and he had to accept. Praise the Lord.
The revelations will only come if you are what?
Praying.
So it means that your prayer is a petition to heaven. Teach me how to fight. Teach me how to fight. Teach me how to... Then the Lord will now come and start teaching your hands to fight. And what?
Your fingers to.
That's how it works. If you decide to sleep, he will bless you with mattress. Mouka. Mouka phone. She took a fast. Nobody counseled her to take a fast. She decided to take a fast. That's warrior mode. Jesus was going into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. The Bible says, in those days, he ate nothing. He was not advised to fast. He advised himself. Hallelujah. Then when you are going in the fast, you now say that you need to add more fire. You can move the fast to dry fast. Hallelujah.
If you want to add more fire on that, you now take what we call an oath of silence. On the fast, while you are fasting, you take an oath of silence. What it means is, don't talk to human beings. Only talk to spirit beings. Now, if you check your back, are you sure you want to fight? Check your Bible very well. When Elisha was sending his servant to go raise the dead, he told him, out of silence. You know what? You talk too much. Talk in the market. Talk in the bus. Fight with conductor. Insult. All the things in your spirit will leak out. Even if you don't fast, some of you will die if they say don't talk for 2 or 3 days. Hallelujah. Those are I won't talk to you. Good morning. I'm fighting. There are uniforms they wear when they fight soldiers. You see one funny cap. You too, when you start putting on the weapons for a battle, it's funny. But the flesh needs to be subdued. You notice God told Joshua not to see anything, but to be walking around the wall. An oath of silence. Especially if you want to go and cause an altar, you don't need to talk. You stop talking for many days. It's when you get there and you speak, it will be law. Oath of silence. Hallelujah. Sometimes there are several leadings for you to sow a seed, a war seed. All of these things are the possible things that the Holy Spirit might be disclosing that needs to be done in order to turn the battle. So mommy's testimony is quite graphic. I don't think we need to extract another one. You can actually see the personality that you are contending with. And when most times when you see them, there will be amazed that you can see them. Yeah. The most natural thing that they will do if you have seen them is to beg. If you refuse, you cast them out. Situations and circumstances will prove your victory. It's 7 o'clock and I want us to have 45 minutes of war. No, we'll do 25 minutes of war. 25 minutes of war. And God will give us answers this night. We'll continue the teaching. It's a long teaching that we need to take gradually. But you see, you become a student that the Holy Spirit can begin to instruct in the things of warfare when you adopt the prayer mode. Prayer mode. It's a sign that you are willing to be taught. It's a sign that you are willing to be instructed. It's a sign that you are willing to be directed. And then many, many things begin to happen. You see, what happened to her was the gift of discernment of spirit. The oil of discernment was poured upon her and her spiritual eyes opened to see. In your case, it may not be that you see. You just receive a directive. Do this. And when you do it, the authority of that demon expires. People that understand the spirit realm, they manipulate the destinies of people by sending demons. They might tell you that there is something called Aleku. Some of us know better. We know better. What Aleku is a company of wizards. Are you with me? Those wizards are the ones through incantation and witchcraft. They send demons to afflict people. If those demons come and you fight it, one of those elders, the one that is your relative, will die. Meanwhile, they will still get another of your relative and initiate. I've seen wars that led to the death of many people. And if you want to be a preacher of the gospel, you must understand that demons will be sent to try you. The recommendation for a life of holiness is a preservative. It's armory. It's like bulletproof. So that when the guns are shot, it will have no power over you. We are going to pray tonight. And just in case you have... Meanwhile, you can be doing very well spiritually. You are raising the dead. And you are in abject poverty. I mean scientific poverty. Poverty can latch onto a very spiritual man. If you don't know it's a war, you'll be giving Moukafo. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about poverty that is as a result of laziness. A hard-working person, still very poor. That is scientific poverty. Hallelujah. Tonight we are going to pray. And as we pray, yep. To scientific poverty. You go and fight it now. And I said earlier that none of us knows how to fight. I'm not that wise. That belongs to the Holy Ghost. It's the one that will open your understanding to see what you are contending with. I don't even know what you are fighting. But you have a little idea because the symptoms of that fight has conditioned you in a certain way. And limitations abound. You might claim that it's according to the doctor's report. Who is a doctor? Was the doctor there when you were created? We are going to fight. The heart of a warrior is a heart that disallows what the Bible doesn't accept. Can you disallow something? When last did you rebel against Satan? When last did you rebel against the devil and say, we will not take this one? When you disallow it, then God will begin to come to teach your hands to fight and your fingers to war. So in a moment of time, having identified an area that is under contention in your life, I want to invite you to disallow it. We'll be doing that for 10-15 minutes, and then if God gives me insight into the effect of the prayers we are praying, then I will stop the prayer, run some commentaries so that we can minister to some people in that category that God is releasing on the strength of the prayers that we are making available as a corporate people. Is that okay? So that's going to be the pattern that we are going to sustain. It's simple. Warfare is, we disallow it. We don't accept it. We stop it. Let the pattern stop. This is not the promise that God gave us. Don't accept anything that God has not said in His word. Don't accept it. Don't accept it. If you accept it, you have given the devil the right of way. Listen. My duty is just to run some commentaries. As the prayers are rising, then the Lord in His mercy might choose to show me what is wrong with a certain person so that we can minister to the person and move on. There's somebody among us, yesterday night you had an attack after the meeting, and the attack came in your sleep. It came in your sleep because I saw in the spirit darkness covered you. You struggled out of sleep yesterday night. Where's that person? Yesterday night you struggled, you were attacked in your sleep. Come, you have been fighting warfare, and I see two witches carrying a covering cloth, black in complexion, and they bring this cloth and covers this person.
Eternity.
With a scepter, and as the angel rode past this place, in and through the scepter, there is one among you here. This one that I speak of, God is using you to uproot some things in your family, and He will give you a scepter. Hallelujah! He will give you a scepter. Bring that person.
In Jesus' name. Father, we insulate your people from attack. We insulate them. We arrest the spirit that attempted to intimidate them. In the name of Jesus, we bring them under cover. Even tonight, stretch your hand in their direction and ask that the Lord will be their covering in the spirit. And the Lord will be their covering in the spirit. And the Lord will be their covering in the spirit. My son, the Nekambre Menesuka, Kuranasiko Preskova Zamantale, Presofela Rahazika, Brantaskobe Nasilatokom. The Lord will be your covering in the spirit. Misozene tekusa iketailama. Braskote mahanso talima. Rekapantos kebre menzali. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. You may go back. Leave this lady there. We want to war and fight. Focus. Focus on that area of your life that the devil wants to put his fingerprint, wants to put his trademark, so that your life will be a departure from the expectation from scriptures. Don't allow him. Labasoka. Pranteso comboroski tabrantalia, hita selebaba. Prasata barata masketo pre, shababonza masketo pre, rapasamantala poseketa pre, makatesco te prata masopela pre, hika masaila praskala mabobi, esomena prata maskebrahi, akapasamena prata maborokola. Zaman Zebria, Taman Zebria, Zaman Zebria, Ekaba Sakria, Tamabuloske, Abramataka Semina Santa Babonata, Apreskoza Mazelite, Laboska Branta Maskebo Sakwa, Ebramata Labarata Branta Babonata, Asuka Bababaya, Asabrante Sobatwa, Ekabarata Branta Baboroto Sali, Eskopre, Samasula, Akabranta Masone. Name. I see someone. There was a barrier. Listen. 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 At some point, we'll begin to do some declarations. Declarations. Now, what you will do for us 1 week, 2 weeks after today, because things will change. Just let us know. Let us know this is what happened. This is what happened. That's all we ask. Listen, someone here, you went for a burial. And while they were lowering the corpse into the grave, you had an attack. Your battles began from that day.
And you know clearly, you know very clearly, that it began from that barrier that you went. Where are you? You know, if you don't know that it began from the barrier, don't bother. You know that this attack began from that barrier that you attended. Okay, let me ask God to show me who it is. One more time. Where are you? Okay, we have. Okay. That's where it started. Can we get a mic? Let's interview you and know if I am talking to the right person. Because God has given me a few instructions to carry on. Yes? What happened to the microphone? Oh my God. Okay, no, leave that one, leave that one. If there's another one. Is there any other mic? All right. So what happened? Yeah, just switch that one on.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
2012.
These are serious issues.
For my uncle's burial.
In 2012, after his uncle's burial?
Yes. So after the burial, we were having a meeting, and one of my uncle did something that was very bad. So everybody keep quiet. Now sit up there. Why would everybody keep quiet in a situation like this? Is very wrong. It's not right. He now said, what do we do to him? I said, well, what he did is wrong. He should do this, and everybody accepted. And I left. And after some months, my finances began to
lose. I didn't want to go into that aspect, but okay. Yes, pass the mic. God will restore your finances after this prayer. All right. Yes, what happened to you? What? As they are learning, other people will enter breakthroughs.
In 2012, okay. When my mother died, so when I was in this Meduguri, so when they called me that my mother has died. So when they said that I should call my mother has died. So when I from there, I come to the burial. So when they're about burying my mother, my mom, she from this Rivers. So the sister and my mom dad said that I should come to the
story
grief.
Is too long. What happened?
So they said I should come and
recite when, something by the grave.
Yes.
Okay.
When I just stood there, but I could not say anything. But there is something that I just say it. Then I just went out. When I now went out, since that day, the spirit began to follow me.
Yeah, that's number two. God, no, don't go away. Stand this way.
Praise the Lord. I went for a bit today.
Oh, you went for a burial. Okay, yes. You told me.
I lost my grandmother. Yesterday I slept. I came back very late, and when I slept, around after 2, someone appeared to me and told me, "You think you can cross?" Then I woke up because I played your message.
Mm.
I was listening to it. So I went to the bedroom. I eased myself. I came back. I was praying, then I still slept back. Then the same person appeared. Then I knew that it was a confrontation. Then I took a fast.
You are welcome back. And we will take it from here, okay?
Praise God.
Can you be fast about it?
Yes.
My time, my valuable time.
In 2005, I lost my mom. During the burial, I was trying to communicate with my elder brother. Then he wasn't the one that picked the call. The man that picked the call told me that I should be well. My mom is late, but the battle is not yet over. And then since that time, let me say, till now, it has the death of my late mom has really exposed me to a lot of things I'm not supposed to see.
Oh my God. Well, you are welcome. Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I went for a burial 2 weeks back, my immediate senior. And the time I came back from there, the minute I lay down to sleep, I started having some strange dream. And I went into prayer. For the 2 days I came back, it was battle. And I prayed, and after that 2 days...
You are welcome back from the barrier. Pass the mic.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I didn't go for the burial.
You are not the one. Pass the mic. Go back. The one I saw, I'm not talking to you. I know you desire deliverance, but this word cannot deliver you. Now, can you stretch forth your hand in the direction of these ones and neutralize anything, any decree that was made to cause them injury? Can you neutralize it?
Babros kabalatumina sabriata babalatwa Alaso makura sabahata Prekotam preskamen sobregete Lurataka sambra hasala Preskota mansaliko prondo bokoria brata basibra kata Gede la sumina kate pregetalia.
Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we neutralize every spiritual transaction that was released when you went for that burial. We neutralize the effect of any dart, fiery dart of the devil that was released to marginalize your destiny. In the name of Jesus. We neutralize the effect of any transaction there. And we bring a curse on anyone that has shrouded himself to come intimidate you in the spirit. We curse his feet. In the name of Jesus. We demand the restoration of your finances. As we bind the spirit of retrogression, let your hands yield. And let great favor be given unto you in the name of Jesus. Every spell that was casted on you when you... In the name of Jesus, we destroy it. And we release your soul. We release your soul. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. There are 3 people in this congregation that I see in the spirit. God is empowering you for the warfare that you are in. Alright, 3 people. They are inside or outside. And he will give you a scepter now at the count of 7. A scepter. He'll give you a scepter. With this scepter, you will have added authority to engage the enemy that has been fighting the family. There are 3 people that will receive that. God will descend upon those 3 people. Because 3 people will receive a scepter. 3 people. They will receive a scepter so that they can have authority in the spirit. 3 people will receive a scepter so that they can have power in the spirit. So that through you, God will begin to contend. And God will begin to discomfit the enemy. Through you, God will begin to defeat the enemy. See, God has not finished with this lady. Leave her. Yes?
through you, the Lord will contend. And the Lord will begin to discomfit the enemies. He will discomfit the enemies. He will discomfit the enemies. He will discomfit the enemies. Thank you, Lord. Maria Sika Branda Baboriba. Now, listen. There's another person in the congregation. Somebody threatened you with death in the dream. Something like, I'll kill you. Something like that. In your dream. Where's that person? You were threatened. Come. Quickly, come quickly, quickly. My time is almost spent. You were threatened. Lamozai lama kapene kapo rakota ilabobo sika ma aito kambrela debreza makura masika ika santo lamozai ke samatade. I've been seeing this coffin, seeing this coffin, seeing this coffin, seeing this coffin. Now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh Mahabena ika suma ika branta baborika skemina. Shekatombre heza habarata. Siya mama. Ikabunatia lekura masatua. Manto okusa makabre si kabunate. Oh, Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, we destroy the power of death over your life. In the name of Jesus. We destroy the power of death over your life. In the name of Jesus. We destroy the power of death over your life. In the name of Jesus. We destroy the power of death over your life. In the name of Jesus. Now listen. The one whose coffin I saw, in order for that protocol to reverse, the anointing of God will overwhelm you. He will cover you like a crown, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Father, show me that one whose grave came out. Show me that one so that the protocol can be reversed. Show me that one from the crown of the head to the soles of the feet. Let your hand begin to akakayamu kamina kaske. He calls you back from the grave. He calls you back. He calls you back. Let the hand of God begin to break that spell. He calls you back. Oh my God, I'm seeing someone in the congregation. Your womb was taken. The hand of God will begin to come on you. It will begin to come on you. Father, show me that one. Your womb, it was taken. I saw a small spirit holding the womb of a woman. Your womb was taken. I come in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Leave her womb in the name of Jesus Christ. I proclaim her liberty. Hey, it is as if eight hands in the spirit are binding her. I cut them off. In the name of Jesus, I command that womb that you took, let it be restored. Okay, you can bring her now. She has been disarmed. You can bring her. See, mama. Ambarato minakadia hika samato mayako samatale ezamatala babu. Come back from where you were taken. Let life flow into your vessel. Let it flow into your vessel. In the name of Jesus. Father. I'm seeing one of you, something like a padlock, and it's locked. Lord, let this padlock, oh my God, it is you. Let this padlock be open. Let it be open. Let it be open. Let it be open. I release the power of God to break this padlock. Oh my God. My isokene. Brantos abala. Iko samena. Brasketame. Afa sekuna. Yeah. Marasuka breskomba halatania. Eba makwa. Masolia. Akabranta baburi masenia. Okay. You are coming out now. You are coming out now. Yes. Come out from where they put you. Can you do something for me? Come this way. Can you just lay your hands here and begin to ask for the life of God to come into this vessel? You, shake me. Locate where her umbilical cord is and ask for life to enter there. All right, so you are released. You are released. Listen. Your prosperity has been taken so that you will be a very poor man. But in the name of Jesus, we make demands on heaven. We make demands on heaven so that that which is your ordination will no longer be manipulated. In the name of Jesus. Yes, you are released. You are released in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Yes, we are going to pray one more time before I begin to pray generally. You cannot allow the devil. You can't allow him win. You can't allow him win. You can't allow the devil win. Shila bonta usemene kapre. Avavasala hikaskembrosa mate brenta basgabe. La brosa menazika bresko venala branta. Kuvaseba la kombre sasana. Mahanze zelete keskembre. La poska basi mahabrata. La kapata mina subre. La kapaskentoria. Ebreskame samanta. Ikamanta. Zeso nahambra. Beskote bregede. Zumanteli makadia masalabo. Abraskata babote kamanseli. Abreskota mansali maha. Ah! Hale suka. Bakosketa branta. Kusa matelia. Esosa. Brasketa makaparanto ni makadelia. Ebreskete misa sala. Abrakota maskabe. Abresosenalia. Ikabreskota branta kazumena. Avrasa bakata manateli makodia. Esomenala braskema. Zabahata. Zababelata. Zabakuria. Zabameskonda. Abreskopatame. Abreskota badata. Abreskota brantela. Akambasi, Zaba de Coria, Zaba Macabalata, Icabrescota Branta Baboria, Sobeda Cabrescota Brigade, Rabo Samantala, Rabo Secatella Bracamba, Icabranta Baboria Sabina, Abrescombre, Labo Sama Zabarata, Esombre Zabatua, Ibramacata Branta Babosa, Esominas Gabria, Icabantala. Orakopa, Prasata, Lekapata, Makapata, Yakantelia, Eskomatelia, Asuminatelia, Esamanatelia, Akempre, Loketeke, Abasabrata Baborokoto, Prescotepre, Makabrata Baborima. Hey! Aye! Rakaba kuba kabo, shama kababa tebregede, luka preso benatale, luka preso matale, luka preso bena. Seven.
Your sight has been failing. Anybody here who's you started having eye problems recently? Let me see your hand up. Now that hand you raise, use it and cover your eyes because you will see now. I saw those eyes retrieved from the cover. Father, in the name of Jesus, I demand that blinding spirits be bound. I demand that myopia, hypermetropia, astigmatism, cataracts, blurred visions, I bind blinding spirits, and I command that I see in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, see in the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah, you can check your eyes. One of you here, one of you, your sight must improve after this prayer. Check. No, not amen. Check. Check your sight. If you can't read from far, move round to where you can't read from. But the person must receive those eyes from what I see. If your sight has improved, inside, outside, just wave your hand. If your sight has improved, please help me check. If your sight has improved, you help me check. I'm seeing a well that contains gold. The devil has stolen the prosperity of people, of clans, of families, and he has kept it in this hideout. But you see, the clarion call in the spirit, oh my. I say somebody's eyes, see, check your eyes. The clarion call in the spirit is restored. That's all. That order has been issued from heaven. Now we demand the restoration in the name of Jesus Christ. Hey, Alubasi. Braila Kombela. Lisonebo Kombre. Zevi Natalia. Marako Sibria Vata Manzali. Now we demand a restoration of your finances in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, there will be a change. There will be a testimony. Things will turn around in the name of Jesus. Especially concerning somebody. I see you, prior to this time, you were wallowing in wealth. You had financial substance. Had financial substance. Then a season of drought, everlasting drought, now set in. You, for in 2 weeks, 3 weeks time, that drought will end. In the name of Jesus Christ. From what I see, someone's eyes have been delivered. Your eyes have been delivered. From this evening into tomorrow morning, if not before we close the service, you will notice that your sight has improved greatly. Greatly. In the name of Jesus. I see someone that came here with pain on the belly. Belly pain. Belly pain. Hallelujah. Where is that person? Belly pain, one pain. Can you take that same hand, put on that place where you feel the pain? Put on that place. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bind every spirit of pain. We release healing. Press the belly and check if the pain is still there. Press it and check. Press and check. If the pain has gone, you can raise your hand, then we'll know. Okay, I can see. Okay, it's gone. And it's permanent. It's permanent. Yes, it's permanent in the name of Jesus. It's permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. There's somebody with pain on the back. Pain on the back. Pain on the back. You have had this pain on the back for some time. Pain on the back. Ask somebody close to you to touch the back. Ask somebody to help you just place the hand on the back. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask the pains on the back to vanish right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. I break the yoke of pain. Let the healing stream, the healing balm, let it flow and touch that spot. And let there be a healing right now. All right. Check the back. Check it now. Check it now. If you sense a relief on the back, you wave again. You wave. We celebrate Jesus. We celebrate Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now you may be seated for 2 minutes. I make an announcement as the ushers send the offering baskets round. I need to say something very important, especially to the people that are listening to us online. Philip, how many people are listening to us online? For those of you online, you are very much a part of this meeting. And we believe that just in case you lost your financial fortunes, there is grace that has been released, and most of you online will recover financially. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Many years ago, I had a dream.
And the dream was that we were in for a crusade in IBB Square, and Umar Pai was the evangelist that was preaching. Then at the end of the crusade, I was among the people picking up the chairs. So we were picking up chairs so that the chairs could be returned to the place from whence they were rented. And after picking up all the chairs, there were very few left. And I discovered that the protocol that was supposed to take Umar Pai back to his hotel room, they abandoned him. So he now came to me authoritatively and said, "Come and drive me." And those days, I didn't know how to drive manual, because I learned driving with automatic. So I now said, "Sorry, I don't know how to drive the manual," because the car he was asking me to drive was manual. He now said, "Okay," he knows that he will not sleep on the steering. So while we were driving outside of IBB Square, he slept. And there was nothing I could do about the situation, because even the lever to touch him and wake him up was not in me. Unfortunately or fortunately, the vehicle now drove itself. And it drove itself and drove into this corridor. The vision didn't come to pass for many years. Until one day, some people wanted to write us a letter from Canada. And when they wanted to write a letter from Canada, they now asked, "What is this street, the name of the street?" And I realized I didn't know the name. So we had to go and pay for the street so that it could be called Remnant Avenue. You saw the funny signboards that Urban Development gave us. But you see, the day that funny signboard was hoisted out there, what happened was that people in the environment started coming asking that we should buy their land. And most of the lands here have certificate of occupancy. Now, somebody just came from here, 100 by 100. He said we should come and buy it, that he wants to contest an election. And they will close sales of forms on Thursday. Alright? Wednesday. Okay, Wednesday. So he came and said we should. Has he accepted that price? Yes, accepted. So he's under pressure to buy his forms just opposite him. The intention we have by the grace of God is to this place and clear up this place. Because the signboard from Urban said Avenue, so it's our avenue. So we intend to clear up. Hallelujah. Now, he brought a sum which we felt was not adequate, but we went through bargaining, and we have the final conclusion was that we should pay 15 million. Don't shout. Somebody say he. Say he. 15 million. Don't worry. It's not for heart attack purposes. I will stand here one day and tell you that we have gotten 15 million. So don't worry about that. Somebody else also came and said he wants to sell. And did you conclude it? Chief Donatus? The other one, did you conclude the price with the person? Not yet. Okay, so we can't announce that. So the one that has been concluded so far is 15 million. We need to give him something so that he can buy his form, and then we'll begin to pay instrumentally. Alright? Now, let me start with those people listening to us online. Now, if God is touching your heart to make a contribution so that we can begin to acquire the land we need, I'm trusting God that we are going to raise a 2,500 auditorium here. Nobody outside anymore. Fully air conditioned systems. Don't worry. We have a plan. And we will wait on the Lord, and the Lord will do it in the name of Jesus. So the fund that we need to generate will be 15 million. If God is touching anybody online, can you put our account number on the screen and put it also on online so that the online guys can see the account details. I'm trusting God that we are going to get that property, buy it off, and we'll keep buying. And then this avenue, when we have bought everything, that whole side will be parking. We'll build it, cement it, draw where the vehicle should be. And then, so when we are fully entered, we'll lock our gate. You know, we'll have big gate there. Yes. And so we'll start from here. 15 million. And I bet you, I will stand here again and tell you, we got 15 million. So that's what we want to do. Please, please, please. If a mysterious money enters your account, it's not for you. It's for that land. God will help us. But don't stress yourself. Don't stress yourself. Just make sure that you are a part of what God is doing as your strength is. Don't stress yourself. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, so the people that are online, the account details are being placed on the screen. Make sure you are a part of it. If someone might be in the United Kingdom now, the Naira has so fallen, such that £500 is how much now? Where are my wise men? £500, how much is £500 in Naira? £500. You are an international man now. Calculate that thing. £500. Okay, see me asking you. It's on my... I have an application here that knows every currency in this world. Hallelujah. For instance, £500. Yeah, it's about 250. I think it's more than that. 250,000. Now, so somebody in the UK with £500, you have already settled 250,000 in this 15 million. So we are trusting God for our brethren in diaspora to pick up this challenge. Because with little of your money, we have a lot of naira. And your brethren down here, most of them have not received salary for a long time, so they are handicapped. So we are appealing to our brethren online, even though our brethren here will do as much as they can do. But we are trusting God to be able to buy that property and other properties until the prophecy, Remnant Avenue, is fulfilled. And on this street, we will have an auditorium that is at least 215,000 seated on this street. Hallelujah. Our camp land, we are going to build a state-of-the-art camping facility so that if we move there, life can run there. We have everything there. All right? And that's where, when people visit us, we'll camp there. But this one is a facility that our activities will be built around. So we are going to ensure that it is expanded, is enlarged, and God will give us what it takes to deliver upon this. God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Tomorrow, we'll have a prayer meeting here as we press further. Now, do something this night. Trust God for a miracle. Somewhere late in the night, around 11 o'clock, can you push? Can you fight? Can you fight? 1 hour, 30 minutes. And when you do this fight, during the fight or when you are asleep, if there is a disclosure, can you write it down in a piece of paper so that when you come tomorrow, we can compare notes? It's a season of warfare for Nigeria. We have already seen it in the spirit, and we saw it even before the time came. We just sent a clarion call across social media to get Christians that believe in our voice to rise up and begin to pray. Something significant will happen
on the political landscape before the end of September. God bless you real good.